Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119, 105. A lamp provides a light so that we can walk safely on the path. You and I are walking the path of life toward a destination. The word of God is to guide our way. God has given to us divine instruction for a successful journey. God desires our happiness in this world and our joy in the world to come. Therefore, He has delivered unto us a blueprint for a successful and meaningful life both here and to come. Israel was instructed by Moses, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that ye may prosper in all that ye do." Deuteronomy 29:9. God's concern for us is that we prosper and live a good life. We must follow the guide that He has given. Israel's prosperity was dependent upon keeping and doing what God had told them. When the leadership of Israel changed because of the death of Moses, Joshua was instructed, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Joshua 1:7. God has not given us the Bible to be a weight around our neck, but a safe guide through a sinful land. And so the instruction and direction given to us in the Bible should be heeded and followed. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And every one who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." Matthew 7:24-26. We are aware that the future standing of any house is dependent upon the foundation upon which the house is built. Jesus says that the wisdom and foolishness of our life is dependent upon our foundation of either doing or not doing as He teaches. "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." James 1:22-25. We must pay careful heed to the lamp and light of God's divine word, for our success in this life and our destiny in eternity will be decided. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.